Missouri Synod is called to order. We will have a prayer followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Gracious God, as we complete our work for this day and return home, help us see all that you provide and the majesty of what you have created that proclaims these gifts to us. Help us be good stewards of the resources given to us and share them with others. And we may use this time at home to show the love to those you have given to us and in prayer with you, our God. In holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Bernsketter, Black,
here.
Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26,
here.
Carter, Sirpoy,
here.
Coleman,
here.
Crawford,
here.
Igel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon,
here.
Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Luchtmeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schroer, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Quorum has been established. The Missouri Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Shelby. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. Senator from Shelby, reading has been dispensed. Does she need to do this?
Oh, she probably doesn't have any.
Okay. Order of business will be introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrance. Senator from the 7th.
I'd like to request a moment of personal privilege.
Senator Sethens has requested a personal privilege. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was actually not expecting you to be on the dais and was going to inquire of you, because this has to do with one of your constituents, actually. A longtime resident, and I don't know if you can respond to me from up there, but the community of Number 8, if you know.
Yes.
Where Number 8 is at.
Absolutely.
He was born Barbara Cook in 1964, or 1946, the 1964 graduate of Cooter High School, married to her husband, Roger Lacer, for 58 years. Barbara Lacer passed away just shy of a week ago and will be laid to rest today. Lived in a little community that's just south of Cooter, and there is a south of Cooter. But it's part of the greater Cooter metropolitan area. She had lived there as long as I know. Was a friend to everyone. I don't think I ever heard someone say a bad word about Barbara. She and her husband Roger lived there at Number 8 for years and years. Had two kids, Kevin and Kim. Kim was my much older sister's best friend in high school. And Barbara was my mom's best friend, and she passed away, like I said, about a week ago, and I just wanted to take a moment to remember your constituent and a fine Missourian, Barbara Lacer.
Thank you, Senator, very much. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrance. Senator from the Ninth.
Yeah, I'd like to make a personal statement about a member of the senator from Johnson County's district.
Are you requesting a point of personal privilege?
Yes, that.
Senator of the Ninth has requested a point of personal privilege. Senator from the Ninth, please proceed.
As many of you have heard me say many times, my family is from Saline County. So it is with great regret this morning that I stress that the last member of my grandmother's generation passed on Tuesday. Thelma Kelly was born in Blackburn, Missouri, passed on Tuesday. She was a lifelong resident of Blackburn. I don't know why, but she was. Thelma was the daughter of my great-grandfather's oldest son, Hub William Guthrie, and Georgianne Hayes Guthrie. She was a member of the Waverly United Methodist Church, and she's the reason, the last farmer in my family to have lived. I just wanted to take a moment of personal privilege to recognize Cousin Thelma, who remained a beacon in the community of Blackburn, Missouri, as well as Saline and Lafayette County, and I appreciate their ability to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Resolutions. Senator in the Fifth.
I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward.
No explanation necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Your resolution will be printed in the journal. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 24th.
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward. Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the title of the concurrent resolution?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, an act relating to SCN 2A Awareness Day.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Clay, your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 22nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Would you care? Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill Number 488, an act relating to food pantry donation tax credits, introduced by Senator Coleman.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Not at this time, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
President, I have two bills.
Please send your two bills forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill?
Senate Bill Number 489, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to informants in criminal proceedings.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill?
Senate Bill number 490, introduced by Senator Schroer, an act relating to procedures for ballot measures submitted to the people.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the 8th.
Bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Remind everybody that we do need to keep our phones on silent when we're in the chamber. Thank you. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 491, introduced by Senator Searpoy, an act relating to abortion.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 492, introduced by Senator Trent, an act relating to motor vehicle financial protection products.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
No explanation at this time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to have you back.
Thank you, Senator.
I have one bill, and no explanation needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator, and please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 493, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to motor vehicle assessments.
Introduction of bills. Reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your committee on gubernatorial appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send the report forward, and hearing no objections, we will grant the waiver of reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, the report will be made in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
Does any senator desire to inquire? Hearing none, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the report for gubernatorial appointments be approved. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion passes. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I will be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. It will take some time, but after I plan to make a motion to adjourn until Tuesday at 4 p.m., members are welcome to stay, or you may go ahead and head out, as there will be no formal business after the second readings.
Announcements. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we begin on the second readings, I am sending forward the Escort Committee for the State of the State address and would ask that it be read.
Senator, please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the report on the State of the State?
Escort Committee for State of the State. Senator Sandy Crawford, Senator Carla Esslinger, Senator Elaine Gannon, Senator Holly Thompson Rader, Senator Lincoln Huff, Senator Lauren Arthur, Senator Carla May, Senator Tracy McCreary, Senator Angela Mosley, Senator Barbara Washington.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Boone.
Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to gaming.
Appropriations, Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to exemptions from certain regulations for the purposes of economic development.
Economic development tax policy, Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating.
Can we please have a little order in the chamber? Thank you. Senator from Boone, please proceed.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to transparency in elementary and secondary education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to admission of non-resident pupils.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to employment security.
General Law, Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to the protection of information controlled by state agencies.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to property taxes.
Economic development tax policy, Senate Bill 9.
Senate Bill 9, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate.
Agriculture, food production, and outdoor resources, Senate Bill 10.
Senate Bill 10, an act relating to seizure of firearms.
General Law, Senate Bill 11.
Senate Bill 11, an act relating to health care benefits provided by certain organizations.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 12.
Senate Bill 12, an act relating to the issuance of credit cards by lenders.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 13.
Senate Bill 13, an act relating to the regulation of certain financial institutions.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 14.
Senate Bill 14, an act relating to amending birth certificate.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 15.
Senate Bill 15, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities for certain vulnerable persons.
Economic development tax policy, Senate Bill 16.
Senate Bill 16, an act relating to requiring weighted voting in county political party committees.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 17.
Senate Bill 17, an act relating to defined terms in the public school funding formula.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 18.
Senate Bill 18, an act relating to calculation of average daily attendance for early childhood education programs.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 19.
Senate Bill 19, an act relating to minimum teacher's salary.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 20.
Senate Bill 20, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Missouri Department of Transportation and Highway Patrol Employees Retirement System.
Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions, Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, an act relating to the duration of unemployment benefits.
General Law, Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, an act relating to eligibility for parole.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23, an act relating to the processing of motor vehicle sales tax by licensed motor vehicle dealers.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24, an act relating to first responders.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25, an act relating to a tax exemption for certain federal grants.
Fiscal Oversight, Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26, an act relating to insurance coverage of pharmacy services.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27, an act relating to certified registered nurse anesthetists.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28, an act relating to access to public records of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29, an act relating to interscholastic athletic competitions.
Emerging issues, Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30, an act relating to sports wagering.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain law enforcement officers.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32, an act relating to pre-need funeral contracts.
Insurance and Banking, Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34, an act relating to elective social studies courses on the Bible.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35, an act relating to child support enforcement.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36, an act relating to expungement.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37, an act relating to a conviction review unit.
Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38, an act relating to peace officer standards.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39, an act relating to participation in athletic competition.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40, an act relating to criminal background checks for persons having contact with students.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to the administration of medications by pharmacists.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, an act relating to the use of self-defense.
General Law, Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, an act relating to the maintenance of voter registration records.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, an act relating to Medicaid services for certain low-income women.
Health and Welfare, Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, an act relating to telecommunicator first responders.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47, an act relating to the licenses issued by the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 48.
Senate Bill 48, an act relating to the middle school, high school, and college athletics.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, an act relating to gender transition procedures.
Emerging Issues, Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, an act relating to public contracts.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 51.
Senate Bill 51, an act relating to the space of practice for a physical therapist.
Government Accountability, Senate Bill 52.
Senate Bill 52, an act relating to tax credits for the production of certain entertainment.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 53.
Senate Bill 53, an act relating to grants to employers to encourage employees to obtain upskill credentials.
Education and Workforce Development, Senate Bill 54.
Senate Bill 54, an act relating to labor organizations.
General Laws, Senate Bill 55.
Senate Bill 55, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 56.
Senate Bill 56, an act relating to the operation of motor vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, Senate Bill 57.
Senate Bill 57, an act relating to a tax credit for certain live entertainment events.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 58.
Senate Bill 58, an act relating to tax credits for qualified motion media projects.
Economic Development and Tax Policy, Senate Bill 59.
Senate Bill 59, an act relating to unlawful possession.